as far as to address it at the team or the association level. You know, the KPHA is looking at it. If you want your kid to play, you're going to have to wear a mask while you watch them. So there is movement at that level, as an organizational level, to say this is a requirement. This is your choice. I appreciate your civil rights. I appreciate all the other aspects of it. But nonetheless, this attending a hockey game is not one of those protected rights. And it's not that. So as far as our organization goes, we require you to do it. At ASAA's level, it's easy because you've got a different perception. I'm 57 years old and still half scared of a school principal. In terms of with that of the authoritarian, they have those mechanisms and that trend. The principal says, boom, this is my event. I need you to leave. You're a little bit weakened as far as the perception or the subliminal aspect with an organization, a nonprofit organization like the KPHA or the Alaska Hockey Club, in terms of that. But nonetheless, they still have representatives there that can address those things and ask people, this is our building. We are a tenant of their building, be it hourly, be it 3 hourly, or be it a day. We are a tenant. Therefore, it is our rules that apply. We have the authority to exercise our requirements and or exercise pressure to have compliance with the city ordinance or the city directive. In other words, the city has told us we have to have, our spectators have to have masks, and we are going to enforce that because that is also our policy.